Throughout all of history, all of our time here as human beings on this planet Earth, there has been many ideas, concepts, iterations of God. What God is, what God isn't. Is there only one God or are there multiple gods? Right? Is God a man? Is God a female? Is God something? Is God everything? Right? Is God an entity, a person that observes all things and is responsible for making things happen, not happen? Is God something that we pray to and ask things of, right? Or is God an overall intelligence? Is God literally in everything? Well, as you really get into the history of God, the one thing you have to take away from that is God is ultimately subjective. Now, does that mean that there isn't God? I don't believe so. But I want to reiterate to you that God is so vast, so infinite, that it cannot be encapsulated in a box. It cannot be encapsulated in a religion and an idea. It is something that is individualized to you. Why is that? Well, you want to think about the idea that everything that you experience is an interpretation. Everything that you see, everything that you, you know, identify, everything that you touch, everything that you smell, comes from your perspective. It comes from the point of view of your consciousness, and also influenced by things like your ego, your subconscious mind, your upbringing, your culture. You know, how do you think about life and how do you think about all things that's happening? When you understand the significance of how you view life, then you understand that, well, how you view life is going to manifest itself in proving itself to you. It's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. But the more important thing that you need to really take away from this is that you literally create the things that you believe in. And so when you think about all of these many iterations of God, religion, right, faith, when you understand that all of these religions and faiths and these ideas about God, though they may not be, you know, prominent in the current moment, they were absolutely important and imperative maybe for individuals from back in the day, just like they are for individuals currently. Now, and as time goes on, there are going to be more religions. There's going to be more ideas about God. Does that make your identification or your idea about God wrong? Does it discredit it? No. That's the thing that I want you to understand is, since God is truly subjective, that means that God exists in all of these religions, all of these faiths, all of these ideas and concepts, because God cannot be simply defined. God is not stagnant. God is not something that we can just simply identify and say, this is what it is. Because as soon as you do that, you are pulling yourself away from godliness. You are taking yourself away from the actual reality of what God is. You see, to me, God is everything. All that is, and even all that isn't. You have to understand that the very idea of you being here, experiencing things, is also an expression of God. But you are experiencing from your consciousness, which is an individualized expression of that godliness, right? That intelligence that is responsible for creating and organizing everything that's happening. Now, it's not about that, you know, this intelligence is making things happening and controlling how it happens or why it happens. I think that we have to take responsibility for your individual consciousness and recognize that you have a role to play. This is why it's clear and it's important to understand that you are an expression of that divinity. This is how that intelligence, that divinity, right, that thing we identify as God or source, actually creates and controls things by way of you and what you do with your life. You have to understand that your consciousness and who you are is directly connected with what it is that quote unquote God is creating. But what I really want you to take away from this is understanding that God is, the idea of God is a creation of your own consciousness. It is a byproduct of your own consciousness. It isn't wrong, right? And what somebody else believes God is also not wrong, because actually God is both in all things. That's how big and massive and infinite God is. It is not encapsulated in one single religion called Christianity or Islam or even Buddhism, right? It is all of those things. Every single individual on this planet that has existed, exists today, and will ever exist is an expression of that thing, is something or someone, right? An entity that creates an idea, an expression that resonates with itself called God. So you have to recognize that though this concept can go very deep, and I'm trying to make it as simple as possible, you have to understand that we all create God because we all are a byproduct of God. God is everything. There is nothing that God is not. So once you recognize that, even if you do believe God is this, and then the opposite of God is the devil, you have to acknowledge that God has created everything else, even quote unquote the devil. And so if God has created the devil, then the devil is an expression of God, therefore making it God itself. Just like with all of the different religions that believes in a multitude of different gods. If you go deeper into those religions, they actually believe that, you know, say for like Hinduism, they have multiple gods, which are really different expressions of the one God, right? The one intelligence, the one source, right? It is all part of the organization of this intelligence being expressed infinite ways. But for you, it's important that you understand that since you are only living from your own perspective and point of view, you have to understand and identify the fact that your idea of God is simply for you. And it is something that is going to permeate through everything that you experience. So though it is important to identify what resonates with you when it comes to whatever it is you experience or whatever learnings you come across or teachings you come across that resonate with you, you also have to recognize that you choose. You have a choice as to how you wish to create your God, so to speak, because there is layers to it, right? There's the infinite broad expression or existence of all that is, which can be gradually or which can be generally categorized as God, what I call grand consciousness, the grand existence of this intelligence. And then that can be broken down into small pieces or small expressions, such as yourself and your consciousness. And then you have your way of viewing that grand consciousness, which is your individual idea or concept of what God is. That isn't wrong. Your concept isn't wrong. It's not, you know, invalid. It's not wrong. It's not something that is, you know, false, right? It is real to you. And if it is real to you, then it makes everything that you are experiencing in life essentially an expression or a result of that belief system that you have. But you have to understand that your idea of God comes exclusively from within your consciousness. And it works for you in the meantime and resonates with you in the meantime as you go on this journey. But as you go on this journey, it will continue to evolve, and it should, because you will continue to evolve. You will continue to unfold your consciousness and open up to more of a deeper truth behind this quote unquote idea that you probably were taught from either your parents, your guardians, your upbringing, your culture as to what God is. But as you grow up, you come into an understanding as to who you are really and what truly makes sense to you. Now, remember, what makes sense to you doesn't mean that it has to make sense to other people. And it also doesn't mean that you have to project that onto other people. You take it in for yourself. And if you feel like you wish to share that knowledge or that experience with other people, that's fine. But not from a place of judgment or shaming others for not having the same point of view, stance as you, or belief system as you, because that will never happen. You see, no two Christians are alike. No two Muslims are alike. No two Buddhists are alike. Okay? We all, because we are all individuals, will have some form of difference in opinion or perspective or experience with whatever faith, idea of God that we have, and whatever reality that we create. So once you identify that, then it frees you up in a whole new way, because you recognize that you are literally the creator of your reality, and you are the creator of your God, and you are an expression of that grand consciousness we call God. And so there's a multitude of layers and loops that happen when you understand this, you know, this belief or this paradigm or this understanding, right? And it's not for you to get lost in it, but it's for you to be intrigued and realize that there is no one right answer. The path is one of continuing to grow and to evolve. There is no final destination of having it all figured out. The universe, the world, grand consciousness is way too big for that. Just like the universe has no end. Therefore, your spiritual journey will not have an end as well. You are just simply coming into a space of recognizing who you are, and you are evolving and unfolding. And as you are taking this journey, you are taking it with joy, excitement, being in the present moment, and being able to continue to grow and learn and evolve and grow and unfold throughout this process. And that's what the whole entire thing is about. It's not about coming into a end of this is what it is. It's about coming into an understanding as that this is an ongoing process. And during this ongoing process, you are in the moment, unfolding, practicing, and living joyfully and fulfilled as you go through this journey, you see? So understand, God is subjective, right? And God is infinite. God is not finite. God is not something encapsulated in a book or even in a belief system. God is all things, in all things, in all people. So take that with you and understand that you are an expression of God. And with that, you create your own reality, even creating your definition and your belief system about God itself. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com, subscribe to my daily newsletter, and also get access to this free ebook, The Power Within. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.